Geek Loves Nerd podcast. Trying to find something in common since 1996.
Geek loves nerd. Nerd loves geek. At least she did. Late last week. I haven't asked. Mainly because she's still living here, and that's more than I deserve. We don't have much in common, just our kids and our address. Don't get along fine, and that's what I'm impressed with. So join us for our podcast every week. Geek Loves Nerd.
Yeah. This is episode 5, brought to you the week of December 15th, 2007. Hi, I'm James. I'm the geek.
And I'm Jen. I'm the nerd.
And here it is, Saturday night. Chilling like a villain in our house, in the hizzy, as we like to call it, and doing another podcast just for you, our wonderful listeners out there. That's it. That'll be our show for today.
But where's the theme song?
It gets that? Added later.
I thought we always hear it.
How would you hear it? We don't wear headphones anymore. We had to ban Jen from headphones. Let me tell you why, people.
It's wrong. It's all wrong.
Because she doesn't talk to me. She talks to the microphone, and it's even magnified when she talks through the headphones. And I'm not wanting to pick on her too much, but here's my impression of Jen talking to a microphone. All right. Usually, you would talk to somebody in the room, and you would have enough volume to where it would carry to their ears. But with Jen in a microphone, she talks to it, so she's like, hi.
I don't want to upset the microphone.
It's like Jenna talking on a podcast. She's like, hello, hello. Punkish.
You know I don't talk loud normally, though. I'm a very quiet talker.
No, you're
especially
not.
In
no, you're not. You know that's not true. Oh, my God. Get this girl in a mall, and she's like, I'm going to the bathroom.
That is not true.
And I'm like, Jen, calm down.
It's because you're paranoid about what people think. People you don't know.
I am a little paranoid.
You don't care about other people, about people you know, just people you don't know.
It's people I don't know. I want them to think kindly of me. And when my wife is shouting her intentions.
Nobody cares what I say in the store.
I do. Anyway, so the way we control that in the house is we have Jen restricted from headphones, and she's a little upset about it.
I'm very upset.
I have no headphones either, just to make it fair, except for the sound check at the
you
beginning.
You had them for a while. And you have the fancy headphones, too.
I'm sorry, what? You're talking to your microphone again.
I said you have the fancy headphones. If I had the fancy headphones, I might not
well,
have
you
those
know
problems.
What? We talked about that. We could.
Have
I
we
could,
ever tried to give me the fancy headphones?
No, but I could give you headphones. I could buy you some headphones. That's not a big deal.
This is not worth anyway, $50.
They're not $50. They're like $25.
You said just said $50 a little
while
ago.
Well, I was hoping to get some really good ones, and I'd give you these old $25 ones.
You suck. Little bait and switch.
Yeah, you know. What you didn't know wouldn't hurt you. I'd buy them the way they look the same and be mm-hmm. like, yeah, here's the new ones. They even have that new microphone smell. And you trust me so much, you'd be like, yeah.
But I would say, where's the packaging?
The packaging is the same. Oh, it's out in the garage. I got rid of it for you so I wouldn't mess up the house.
I know that wouldn't be you. You like to open things and leave the packaging about.
I do, because you never know if you're going to need to take it back. And the kitchen counter is the perfect place for it. But anyway, weekly updates. The only thing I know of that is important to talk about.
Is what?
It's whatever you're not wanting to talk about. We're not, or whatever you want to talk about is not what we're going to talk about. Because you have a sly and sneaky look on your face.
Why not? Because you're the one who made the mistake and you don't want to talk about it.
Go ahead. Whatever.
God, I don't even bless think, it. I don't even think I can make it sound good.
It doesn't have to be. It was terrifying. It was horrible.
Well, anyway, we go to this birthday party. Someone's having it at a restaurant.
Somebody.
Our friend Terry. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to mention her name on air.
Stalkers! Go ahead.
Anyway. It's a Mongolian barbecue.
It was a Thai food restaurant.
No, it was a Mongolian barbecue. I mean, there's this big old area where you make your Mongolian and they cook it while you're watching. They don't cook Thai food while you're watching. Ever.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, you've been to this restaurant before. You even were upset that we weren't going to the other chain of this restaurant that was in a different location.
Yeah, but I thought it was Thai food. I was really looking forward to getting some Thai food.
So we go to order, and everybody's ordering a buffet, and James is like, I would like some pad Thai.
I said it all loud, like you would at the mall, too. I was all like, I will have pad Thai, and I think I may have even ordered for you inadvertently. The lady will also have it the
was
pad
like,
Thai.
It was like you walked into Chick-fil-A and said, I'll have a Big Mac, please.
No, it was worse, because this is Westport, and this is where all the fancy-dancy people are, and I don't know anybody, and so naturally I care drastically about what they think. Mm-hmm. And I just spouted out really loud, and the waiter just kind of pauses, and he's like, sir, sorry to inform you.
And I just sat
but
there.
But we don't have pad Thai. Yeah, thanks for saving me, Jen. You could have like whispered at me. The whole table was staring at me, and I'm like,
"Well, because I'm like, why would you say pad Thai?
I might as well have said Play-Doh."
Exactly.
Because nobody else at the table probably even knew what pad Thai was.
Probably not. They knew they didn't serve it there, though.
Oh, and then so he's trying to take. I was like, "Well, we'll have the buffet then. Shut up, go away." And he's trying to be helpful. Then he's like, "If you mix this and this and this mm-hmm. and some bullcrap, you could make some pad Thai."
Exactly.
So I was like, "That's okay. Like, shut up, go away."
That one time at the Thai food restaurant, I don't know what the guy thought you ordered, but what did you order? Pad Thai medium or pad Thai mild?
What did I get?
Something with like clams and fish in it. I don't know.
And I said, I want a pad Thai, yeah.
And he's like, I thought you wanted pad Taiki Thai or something like that.
It was an extra syllable. Yeah. And it was one tiny syllable that made a whole lot of difference. Oh, wow.
It was unidentifiable. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of fish type items in it.
Fish eyes and scales.
Strange.
Fish beaks. Anyway.
It had no noodles in it. That's
tomorrow,
for sure.
I'm preaching in the big church.
Yeah, you are. Are you nervous about that?
Nah. I'm only nervous because there's a lot less prep when you're preaching to grown-ups. It really is. Than when you do when you preach to kids, because you don't have to do all these object lessons. You don't have to do all this stuff that's all tied together and connected. Well, and so I don't feel like I'm ready. So after this is over, I'm going to pour over my notes one more time. But I'm only filling... The way it's working, we're doing 10 minutes at the front, and then there's going to be a 25-minute kids play, and then I'm doing like a 5 to 10-minute wrap-up at the end. So it's nothing. I mean, I can fill 10 minutes talking about stupid stuff, you know, so I don't have a lot of time to fill.
Well, you're used to filling an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is really different.
And so my notes are really small, and I've done everything, though. I've done everything. I'm doing... I got this verse I'm preaching from John 3:16, and to try to make it interesting, I made the verse that we're going to display up on the screen. I photoshopped it and made it look like it's a cross stitch, like a
I thought
like
you
a Christmas-y,
really cross stitched.
Yeah, you thought I really did that. I did. I downloaded virtual cross stitch 2.0. It's the hottest new rhythm game. You have to cross stitch to the rhythm. If you do really good, you get different colors of thread. I'm almost to the metallics.
You're such a dork. No one cross stitches with metallics.
Yeah, huh?
Who?
People that do Christmas stuff. They put ornaments on, and it's just the trendiest thing in the world.
Never seen it.
Well, there's reasons for that, old crafty one. But so I did that, and I leave out part of the verse, and I photoshopped in a thread with a needle like it's unfinished, and then the kid's skit is going to fill in the blank of the verse, kind of metaphorically, and then mm-hmm. I'll come back at the end, and the piece will be finished, and it'll be kind of cool.
Kind of tricky.
I was going to say trendy, but I don't know why. It's going to set a trend. I'm going home, and I'm going to pull out some of the thread out of my cross stitch. That's so dang trendy. I don't know who can save my soul. I wasn't listening. But man, I got the latest new hot trend from Sheffield.
You know, I always get nervous for you when you have to
really?
Do that. Yeah, I always get very nervous.
Well, just do me a favor. Make sure I'm zipped.
Oh,
and,
well.
We'll be good because I'm slacks, man.
Oh, I could iron your shirt.
Fear that I'm not going to be ready.
Oh, no. We better stop right now.
But it'll all be over. That's what my mentor and friend David told me a long time ago, that it, you know, when you start a morning and it's really going to be a rough day or a bad day, he's like, eventually it's going to be 12 a.m. no matter what.
It'll all be over.
And it'll all be over.
Just like
whether
Jenna.
It was good or bad.
Eventually she'll be 21.
And eventually Jenna will be 21. We won't have to put the beat down on her to...
Hopefully she'll go to bed without crying.
Good Lord.
Or screaming for mommy.
Anyway, TV and movies. I haven't seen any movies.
I really haven't seen any TV except What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear When You're Wet.
And I've been watching The Cake Show still. I watched, finally, a stinking rerun of, what is it called? New Yankee Workshop downloaded or recorded. I love that guy. Norm Abram.
And he
is my
homeboy.
He was waxing his table saw. Mm-hmm. Sounds like an innuendo, but it's not.
I don't know, even know
couldn't
how.
Couldn't let the kids watch it. He was waxing his table saw. But, man, it makes me really want a house with a workshop. Because if in one of these perfect worlds that I want to live in, there's many of them. One of them, I would be a cake decorator. Like Biff or whatever his name is on Ace of Cakes. But in another even better world, I would be a fine furniture craftsman. Mm-hmm. I've always loved it. I worked in shop when I was in junior high.
I made a footstool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I made an entire chest of drawers.
So I made a really nice all-wood footstool.
Is it the one that I sit on when I tell the baby stories?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it didn't last, did it?
I don't know where it is.
It's probably being sold as an antique.
I'm sure.
Somewhere. Kid stuff. Jenna. Oh, crap. Did we talk about what she did? Okay. At the church the other day. Did we mention that?
No.
I think I mentioned it on Nobody's Listening.
That was on Wednesday night.
Okay. So. Yeah, she's in the nursery, and the teacher's like telling her, telling the kids it's Christmas, and we're doing some Christmas stuff. And Jenna's like, being a punky Brewster, too smart for her own stinking good. She's like, it's not Christmas. And she's like, yes, it is. It's Christmas. And all the kids are like, yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Jenna's like, no, it's not Christmas. It's not Christmas Day. It's Christmas time. And about that time, somebody should have just smacked her in the head.
Yeah,
in the back of the head.
I know, for being a smart aleck.
But the teacher thought it was stinking hilarious and had to tell us about it. And so the kid's a genius, but an evil genius.
She's definitely evil.
She gets it from her mom. Genius and evil.
No, the evil comes from the father figure. That's why he has to get beat it out of her.
Gosh. Okay, so our main topic today, we decided we're going to talk about having another kid. Because whether you know it or not, Jen is very, very, oh my gosh, pregnant.
I'm huge.
I'm horrible. Just kidding, but I know that's how you feel. And you're due when? March...
I'm due never. I'm just going to keep growing.
Keep growing and gestating.
March 4th.
March 4th.
Well, you mentioned this last time.
Okay, but I just
because people
to make sure.
Were like, oh, because I think I should be due in like 2 weeks.
Because of your size. Well, you're a small person, but you don't get a scaled down baby just because you're short.
No.
And so, yeah, it seems exaggerated on your frame.
And this baby, for some reason, not the same as Jenna.
No, this one stretched out like you would lay in a hammock, apparently, because when you were pregnant with Jenna, it was like perfectly round, like the stereotype.
Like
you
how you want to
look. Pictures of it, and it would look perfect and freak people out. But this one is like pointed. It's grotesque.
You just called me grotesque.
I'm just kidding.
We better stop the podcast right now.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
No, it's just a different shape.
It's more
streamlined. You could run a little easier with less wind resistance.
It's horrible. It does nothing for my body image, let me tell you. I don't look good.
Oh, man. But
I thought being pregnant was kind of fun last time. This time it's misery.
Oh, What? What? You hated it.
I didn't hate it like I hated this time.
Yes, you did. You cried and you moaned and you complained.
Oh, you're lying.
Oh, this one's been a breeze for me.
That's because you've ignored it.
What?
I.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about cars on the podcast because I'm ignoring this woman.
I mean, you just kind of look at me like you've been through this before. What's your problem?
I don't. I give you back rubs. You paint me like I'm a horrible, horrible,
I didn't
horrible
mean to
husband.
Paint you. I'm just saying this pregnancy has been, it's been that way for both of us. Anyway, been more.
We're not really talking about the pregnancy so much.
More ordinary.
We want to talk about the concept of we're going to have this other person in the house.
Yeah, I'm scared of this.
And we've got 2.5 months. The worst part of which, let's start at the very beginning, on all the ways we're not prepared. First of all, we're not in a house.
No.
When Jenna was coming, I think you were 3 months pregnant, and we had the room painted. We had it all customized.
Like 5 or 6 months.
We had all the features and the theme and the whole name. Her name is already picked out. It's up on the wall.
Yeah,
this kid,
was.
We're in this little 2-bedroom shotgun, you know, townhome.
I wouldn't really call it shotgun.
No, that's what you call it. When you could open the front door and open the back door and shoot a shotgun without hitting anything.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, David told me about that.
I thought that was like if the townhome was about to fall over.
No. That's, you're thinking like a shotgun wedding when the groom's about to fall over.
Whatever.
If he gets shot, if he didn't marry her. But no, we're in this little place and there is no third bedroom. There is no place to put this kid. We don't have a name. And so here's the deal, people. You could help us. Many times we ask for help. Few times do you actually respond. So a little guilt and a little pressure for you here. We got to have a J name for this boy, and I hate almost every J name, including my own. All right, Jen is Jen. Jenna is Jenna. James is James. That was completely unnecessary to repeat every name.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
And we need a J name for a boy. I don't want to do the junior. I don't like Jacob. I don't like John. I don't like Jonathan.
He doesn't like Joshua.
I like
Jackson.
Jonathan, okay, but Jen has a brother and I have a brother that's both named that. And then Jen says I say the name weird.
You do. And tell him how you say it.
I say Jonathan.
No. You're lying. Tell him how you really say
well,
it.
Well, when we're in a hurry, years later, you start saying Jonathan.
John.
Jonathan.
What is that? It's like 3-syllable word, and you make it into 1 syllable.
That's the way we do it down in Georgia, girl. You better get right, or I'm going to go back to my accent. Dadgummit.
See, that's exactly why we can't name him Jonathan.
Okay, and so Jerry, not. I was liking Jasper.
What about Jared?
Jared? No, I hate it.
Jasper's not a real name. Do you realize that? There's nobody in the world named Jasper.
I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Jonah. I like it because it's unique. It's a little different. Easy to spell, easy to say, but it's not a normal everyday J name like all the rest of them seem to be. I don't know.
But if you're going to name a kid after a Bible character, you really need to pick one more like Noah instead of Jonah.
But that doesn't start with a J.
Maybe.
Unless Joah. You're in like the Netherlands or something.
I know,
Jehoshaphat's not happening. I was talking with my pastor friends, we shouldn't just name him Jesus. That would be so freaking awesome. Except, to be really gutsy, we would just have to pronounce it like the white folks do and say, Jesus. Nobody does that in white America, ever.
That's just weird.
His whole life, people, even especially online, people think he's Hispanic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll meet this little pudgy, fat white boy that looks
he's
like his dad.
He's not going to be fat.
No, I don't think so either. He won't take after me. But anyway, I don't know. We don't have any name ideas, so we're just screwed there.
We've
totally.
Looked at every J name in the book.
What else are we not ready for?
We the baby has 2 outfits.
Yeah.
2.
Well, and it's not going to be born around Christmas time, so they're not going to have this big stocking we could wrap him in like for Jenna.
Yeah.
We have nothing. We have nothing for this kid.
I'm just going
to... There's no baby showers. Nobody's offering to do any baby showers.
No, nobody's really that excited.
And I don't even know what the thing is on that. Do you get a second baby shower or do you just get the one?
I think it depends how good of friends you have.
Oh, we don't have any friends. That's
the
problem.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem for us.
But the thing that really gets me beyond all the stuff is... And it's kind of like when Jenna was first born. I could not imagine loving... somebody extra. It sounds weird to say that now, but it's like it was just me and you for 8 years in married life and the 4 years
eight
of dating.
Easy, quiet years.
They were just so awesome. And and then here this girl, and then I'm gonna have to, it's just been me and her for 3 years now, mm-hmm. and now I've got this extra little dude. And it's a boy, it's a different personality.
The whole boy thing freaks me out.
I just don't know how to split that in half. I don't know. I asked my friend about it, Fel, and Fel said, how do you have to split your love in half? Do you have to? He says, no. He says, you can love more when you have another kid. He says, your heart gets bigger. I thought that was pretty cool.
Kind of cool.
A little single tear running down my cheek as I say
it. Kind of like the Grinch, you know.
Yeah, three sizes bigger. I don't know. What were you saying? That we're what?
I just forgot.
Oh, well, it's the oh, being the parent of a boy.
Yeah, that's...
What have you heard about boys?
Well, I've seen them around.
Really?
Yeah.
Do explain this oddity.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's just different.
They have shorter hair, usually, I hear.
Changing the diaper, that'll be different.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've heard about the peepee teepees, baby.
Yeah.
They're these little cones that you put on their hootie hoo.
That's a whole world.
So that it doesn't pee on you. My brothers, man, I used to change their diaper, and once in a while, you got a little shower effect going on because there was no peepee teepees. You just put a burp cloth over it, or you just did it quick, real quick, and... Yeah, that is going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
It's just going to be weird.
I don't know. The PPTP better have some substance to it. Otherwise, it's just going to fly
off.
I've
never actually seen one of
really?
Those.
Really? Yeah. I've heard about them. And that's what they're called, PPTPs. I just like saying it, so I'm going to try to squeeze it in. Okay, I'm going to rename the show PPTP.
Well, in the clothes. The clothes are all wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you either get these outfits with trucks on them or sports equipment.
Ooh. Boy, I can relate. I love sports and I love cars.
Or trucks.
They don't have any with MP3 players on them or anything.
No, nothing.
No video game references.
They're just not cool.
No, they're not. The Homestar Runner. Homestar Runner makes baby clothes, baby shirts. Who else
We're
does?
We're not spending $20 an outfit.
I think
so that
there's
it can
geek
be-
websites that do that too. And then like the dad can wear version 1.0 and the son can wear version 2.0.
I'm just talking about
so
basics.
Rad.
Because that's just weird. And
but I am looking forward to getting the Buzz Lightyear stuff. I'm a big Buzz Lightyear collector. Oh, I've been collecting since 1996. Bought my first piece of Buzz Lightyear stuff on our honeymoon at Disney World, and just have tons and tons of stuff. And kind of slowed down over the years because they start reissuing the same stuff. They just add an extra button, and I don't care. I don't care if it says something different now. I've got like five or six of the full-size ones. I have this giant and stuffed one. I have the world's smallest stuffed Buzz that I got from Japan, actually, on eBay. And anyway, so I am looking forward to maybe sharing some of my collection.
So you might not share it.
I don't know. But we need a house because, dadgummit, I want to make bed frames for my kids. I've always wanted to do the headboards, you know, like a Princess Castle one for Jenna, and then this rocket ship, you know, for my son. Mm-hmm. That'd be so rad. Can't do that in this place. So we got to call that lady Monday and let's get a realtor going. Get them working. Okay?
That's all the confirmation I needed.
All right. Just waiting for that. So anyway, if you have any tips or tricks in dealing with boys, anything that we already know about the tar poop. You don't have to tell us about that. We've done that once, but we've never had a boy. If you have any tips or ideas or funny stories or anything you want to share with us about boys, call it in. You can call it in at 206-600-5704. You can email it at geeklovesnerd@gmail.com. Or you can get on the forums, geeklovesnerd.com. Click on the forums. You can go right to our forums at the Nobody's Listening NLCast website. And I don't know, anything else you want to add before we move to the next segment?
I don't think so.
Okay. The next segment is called Ask Jen, and we didn't get any questions this week because apparently you answered them all.
Apparently. Everybody, we should have spread them out and done one last week.
I think
week
it's just enough
week.
For people to know that you have the answers.
Well, yeah,
they don't necessarily
good.
Need them. I'm going to ask a few questions.
Okay, you do that.
Okay. My first one is, what am I getting for Christmas?
I can't answer that due to confidentiality.
Oh, dang it. Why in the world did you marry me?
I told you I was young. I didn't know there were other options out there.
Why did you go out with me in the first place?
Why did I go out with you? I think because you made me laugh.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a nice, you didn't think I was good looking?
I thought you were cute.
Oh. Have I grown on you at all in that way?
What do you mean?
I mean, you thought I was cute. I get older, I get uglier. What's the thinking now?
You're still cute.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it good enough for you?
Yeah, it was like you were saying like you like tomatoes, and I know you hate them. But anyway, one more question. Let's see. Oh, how long does it take you to roll over from one side to the other in bed, for the love of God?
About 5 minutes.
I was going to bed last night. I'm sleeping happy. And suddenly this being from another planet, three bears were wrestling next to me in the bed.
You just don't understand. I have no ab muscles. I can't move. I mean, this baby is just killing me.
I know it. I do feel for you, but it's fun. You got a great spirit, Jen. You're just
miserable.
Yeah, I like picking on you a little bit, but you do get random acts of necks and shoulder rubs.
I do.
Occasionally throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And that is very nice.
It's always cool because that I ask you, how you doing? And you go, okay, right now. Oh. So it's awesome. All right. Well, folks, you know where to send the ENV mails. That's our show for today. We're going to do a short one because we're going to try to keep them short. GeekLovesNerd.com. You can go to our forums through that website. You can check us out or email us at geeklovesnerd@gmail.com. Phone us in at 206-650-7704, and we'll see you next Saturday. Wish me luck. Tell us what baby names we should be naming our kid. J names, preferably, from this century.
What about Josiah?
No! No prep names, for the love of freak.
It's not really
and make
preppy,
sure it doesn't
it?
Rhyme with Kennison. We can't do Jackson Kennison or Henderson Kennison.
And
or
what
any
about
of that.
Joseph?
Joseph. I don't like it. I don't like Joe. You got
to
think of the short version.
We don't have to do Joe. Nobody
anyway,
shortened James
you know what?
To
we're going to have to just pick this up off the air and talk about it next week or something. People, right. You got to help us. You see the strife it's causing. All right, Jen. Until next week, I loved you.
I loved you too.